Look, Discussions of Truth is free, it's independent, it's uncensored, and it's never edited. Why I use Anchor.fm? Because podcasting today is the new medium for media. Like Ray McGovern said, former CIA agent, almost 3 decades in the agency. He said, Ian, what you're doing today is the last frontier. And that's why you, listening to this, yes, you, need to start a podcast now. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. Go to anchor.fm/start. Get the word out, because your word is the word. StopMassMedia.com. Discussions of Truth. I am Ian Trottier. Enjoy the show. This is Wynwood Radio. Welcome to Discussions of Truth. I'm your host, Ian Hamilton Trottier. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening via iTunes, subscribe, please. If you're listening via SoundCloud, thank you. If you're listening via Mixcloud, whatever the source may be, YouTube, keep doing what you're doing. I strive on a weekly basis to bring you informative discussions, weeding out corruption, corporate, political, giving you what you need to know so that you can tune in to the right source to make yourself productive in a rapidly changing social landscape that we face and that you may not even be aware about. For instance, Agenda 21. Do you have any idea what that is? The United Nations has an entire agenda to where they want to see the globe operating on by 2021. Oh, and it doesn't stop there. They have other agendas, like Agenda 2030. Do you even look that far in advance in your own life? Perhaps you're working towards your retirement. You're working towards having your kids go to college. Maybe you're even working towards finding a career for yourself, wherever you may be in your life. Rest assured that the powers that be above you and I, they have an entire agenda. They have an idea of where they want us to be. Okay. Hopefully that's not too shocking for your system. Last week, we were very fortunate to receive Ray McGovern to this program. He spent 27 years in the Central Intelligence Agency, personally writing memos, daily briefing to the White House administration. That's spanning the Nixon administration up through the second Bush administration.
Today, he is vehemently opposed to the undertakings that are happening in the Washington, D.C. area. And I want to open the program up by bringing you this quote. If you haven't caught that episode, please do catch that episode. Because he basically ended the hour by saying this to me, which is very important. I've got it up on my website, iantrottier.com. That's iantrottier.com. /what-they're-saying. You'll find it if you go to the website landing page. Ray says this: we no longer have, in any real sense, a free media. Let that sink in for a moment. Yes, we're the most prosperous nation as a collectively, the United States. We're the most prosperous successful country that's ever organized, ever lived on the face of the planet. That we know. But we got to understand what makes this country so great. One of those cornerstones is a free press, free media. This is coming from a guy that knows things about your government that you take for granted that you have no idea. 27 years in the Central Intelligence Agency, this guy has an idea of what's going on in D.C. and beyond. We no longer have, in any real sense, a free media, Ray told me. He goes on to say, the only hope now is people like you and others, and that means you, in the ether and on the internet, who can repair the damage and get people to start listening to people who know what they're talking about. And he puts emphasis on not war. Okay? That is instrumental. That is very key because you, of course, may be familiar with the Eisenhower term, the military-industrial complex. I commonly go back to Anthony Sutton. Anthony Sutton is a former Stanford Hoover fellow. Please research him. Very important. He talks about the military-industrial complex. I mean, are you proud of it? Are you proud of an administration that went into Iraq? Are you proud of that? Are you proud that we're still in Afghanistan 17 years later? Are you proud of this? Does that make you a proud American? Developing wars, fighting wars. It certainly makes a lot of people a lot of money, and that's the way you should be looking at it. Because isn't peace really the objective here? That we all live in peace. So I want to open the program up with that. All right, and then we're going to segue. And Nomi Prinz was scheduled to come on program today. Nomi is she's author of four books. Her current book, A Collusion, How Central Bankers Rigged the World. This is coming from a former senior managing director at Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs, and Lehman Brothers. Nomi worked for all three of those. And wait a second, let's repeat the title of her current book that was just released. Collusion, How Central Bankers Rigged the World. So that's dangerous for your constitution, and certainly for mine. All right, she's being rescheduled for next week. That's June 20th. We're going to follow that up by bringing Wolf Richter on. He operates the website Wolf Street, I believe, out of San Francisco. And we're going to head into July with Sandy Rosenthal. Okay, she's spent a decade looking into the Katrina catastrophe. She'll talk about that. And then July 18th, we will be hosting Daniel Estulin. Daniel's book is interesting because he caught the eye of Fidel Castro before he passed on. But he's written a book called La Trastienda de Trump, Behind the Scenes, Trump Behind the Scenes. I'll get more into what his look is in a little bit. But we're going to get into some very interesting things regarding the Bilderberg Group with Daniel, who I'm not sure where he is located right now, but he is I believe he's a native of Lithuania. So we've confirmed him, and of course the program is we're working on a lot of things, and we've got a lot to talk about. I think I mentioned last week that I am working on a book, and I will have that up for purchase on the website soon enough. Today we're going to go into nutrition. We're going to spend about 10 or 15 minutes with a guy that's been very successful with a vegan diet. Why is this important? Because we're going to segue from there by bringing Miriam Hennen back on the program, who runs honeycolony.com, and I read an article of hers last week. Colony collapse disorder is a big deal. It's a big issue. If you like fresh honey, fresh milk, almonds, berries, then you should be worrying about the honeybee populations. We're gonna bring her back on the program. She'll be joining us for a third time in about 20 minutes. But segue right now into bringing an athlete on to talk about how he's been very successful with a vegan diet. Okay, a vegan diet. So alternative meat consumption. That sort of thing. Corn Sutton will be joining us momentarily. I'm going to cut to a break, and we will be back with Corn Sutton after this.
Intoxicated by herself. Every day she's seen with someone else. And every night she kisses someone new. Never you.
Okay, I am back, and I have online Corn Sutton. I actually just met Corn yesterday, and he has a very interesting story. I thought he would be perfect for the program today, talking about an alternative diet and lifestyle. He's achieved a high level of success in the fitness industry on a vegan diet. Corn, are you with us?
Yes, how are you?
Fantastic. Welcome to Windward Radio and Discussions of Truth. Corn, for listeners out there, give us a quick bio for yourself. And you just returned from, I thought it was Lithuania, is it?
Yes. Yeah, I just returned from Lithuania from a public speaking event at the Veg Fest. So that would be their sixth Veg Fest that they were having over there. And they wanted me to speak about health and nutrition when it comes to being on a plant-based diet, because I'm a health coach, a master fitness trainer, also have a degree in exercise science and physiology, and also I'm a three-time pro vegan bodybuilder.
That's incredible. What's your website for listeners to either hire you as a trainer or to get more information about what you do?
It will be bodyhdfitness.com. Just go on there, or you can follow me on social media at Instagram, Corinne Sutton, or on Facebook at Corinne Sutton.
Fantastic. So, Corinne, the discussion we had yesterday was, you're a bodybuilder and you've got an incredible physique and you've obtained it without any meat or dairy products, which is really kind of like a shocker in that industry because a lot of the protein source that is pumped through main retail outlets like GNC and bodybuilding.com and whatnot are all kind of whey base, and there's non-dairy whey, but most of that industry is you know, the kind of the outside perspective is, oh, you've got to eat these large steaks and a milk-based diet for protein uptake. Mm-hmm. But you've done what you've won three major competitions. You've done what you've done, being a vegan. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I mean, it's very possible to build muscle on a plant-based diet. With me, it pretty much started with me being in school, and I heard this vegan activist named Gary Roski, and then he pretty much gave his spiel about when it comes to food, reasons to go vegan medically for animals, things like that. And then from there, I started my journey from there, making a long story short. But I pretty much started my journey from there, and I was vegan for about 1 year. And then after that, I started becoming a bodybuilder because I wanted to prove that it was very possible to build muscle on a plant-based diet. So when it comes to protein, there's a lot of different protein sources in the plant-based kingdom. It's just that a lot of people don't know about it. And it's something that when it comes to like meat, dairy, and egg industry, they overflooded commercials, schools, advertisements, I mean, anything you could think of when it comes to marketing or any type of education, they flooded information saying to us Americans that the only way we can get protein will be from eating meat. But the thing is I always say, when we look at other mammals on the planet, look at what they eat. You know, they're big, large mammals like cows. Look at hippos, giraffes. These are all mammals, and they're all on a plant-based diet. So they definitely get a lot of protein. So with us, great food sources that you can get protein would be like tofu, hemp, legumes, also seitan, wheat gluten, buckwheat. I mean, there's so much protein and so many different types of sources when it comes to the plant-based foods.
Now, tell us a little bit about this. Is it called the Impossible Burger? We were having this discussion yesterday, and there's this incredible alternative to a meat-based burger that you're saying many people say actually tastes better than meat. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so with the Impossible Burger and just being vegan, just the vegan world in general, there's tons of mock meat. So when it comes to like fish, chicken, pigs, beef, there's tons of mock meats that's out there. And there's tons of companies that make these mock meats, and you can get it from like your local grocery stores like Whole Foods, Publix, Trader Joe's. You just have to look in the freezer, all the there. But for example, Impossible Foods created a brand new burger called the Impossible Burger. And I'm part of a team called Vegan Strong. And I've been touring around with Leilani Munter, number 20, around the United States to her races, passing out these burgers, trying to show their American people, because NASCAR is like the number two. It's the biggest sport. It's number two and the biggest sport in America. So a lot of people do consume meat, and a lot of people want to have fun and have their comfort food. So Impossible Foods made a burger that is made out of potatoes, wheat, and coconut. And then they add in an ingredient called plant heme. So plant heme is an iron. It's like a blood. And this is like literally like plant blood. And it gives it a texture and the actual taste of actual beef. And actually, it's a lot healthier. It's low in saturated fat, zero cholesterol, has about 20 grams of protein, 13 grams of fat. And I believe it has about 5 grams of carbs. So it's a lot healthier, a lot more tastier than your regular burger. And we're passing this out in the NASCAR events so people can experience and still have fun with their comfort food, but at least it's more healthier for their body.
And you were saying you were drawing a much larger crowd than some of these other sausage trucks.
Yes, like the sausage trucks, the hamburger trucks. I mean, we had just about the whole NASCAR audience surrounding our tent, because we had Leilani Munter out there signing autographs, and also we had these delicious burgers that we were passing out for free. And because our main purpose at these races is just give people a try, because there's a big misconception when it comes to plant-based food or being vegan. A lot of people think it's only like eating salad and very malnourished foods, and that's not the case. I mean, there's tons of delicious foods out there that's just a lot healthier.
Fantastic. Now, bottom line here for listeners, Corin, is how do you feel?
Excuse me?
How do you feel?
I feel amazing. Once I went plant-based, I definitely dropped a lot of fat that I wasn't carrying, that I shouldn't be carrying, because my heaviest I was ever was at 215 pounds with 18% body fat, and that's not healthy. And since I've been plant-based, just on the off season from not competing, I always weigh somewhere around 170 up to 190, but my body fat will stay low in the 8 to 10% body fat, which is really healthy. And then when it comes to competition, I can get it really low to like 4 or 5%. But it's really easy for me. I don't struggle. I definitely have my power. My strength has increased. Stamina. My libido increased as well. Like a lot of amazing things. It's just I even put on more muscle mass being on a plant-based diet. So it's being vegan is definitely the way to go. I love it.
Now, lastly, Corin, before we have to go, what kind of accolades are you receiving? You've built this incredible physique off a vegan-based diet. I think people in your industry are kind of opening their eyes, like, wow, kind of a shocker. What kind of accolades, who's writing you up? What kind of magazines, publications, who's recognizing what you're doing?
I've been put into, like, Miami Herald, the Men's Health articles. Also, I was put into some like Vegan Health and Fitness magazine. I was in the magazine, I think it was called Mothers, and this is like a huge TV magazine in Lithuania. I was put into that. So Yahoo News, they put me up in their articles before on one of their viral videos. So, I mean, when it just comes to being on a plant-based diet and especially being an athlete, it's not a lot of people doing it. So, you know, technically it's really easy to get a lot of recognition by a lot of different newspapers and articles. I've spoken in multiple schools and multiple events like Broward College, FAU, FIU, tons of veg festivals around the nation. So, you know, you definitely get a lot of attention because this is really new information that's coming out.
Fantastic. You follow Corin on Instagram. That's Korin Sutton, Sutton. Corin, do you have a parting shot for listeners? Something lastly you would like to leave with listeners?
I always say, like, if you're doing the SAD diet, which is the standard American diet, and you're not happy with what you have, and you've been trying the same thing over and over again and getting tired of doing all these diets and not getting your results, definitely look into going on a more plant-based diet. And you don't have to go plant-based or vegan all the way 100%. I mean, I do train people and help them transition. So definitely try it out. You know, just adding more vegetables to your diet, adding more fruits, more grains, more legumes can definitely make a significant difference in your health.
And your website one more time.
That would be bodyhdfitness.com. And remember, just because I'm a bodybuilder, doesn't mean that I only train athletes. I train a lot of regular people when it comes to fat loss, gaining muscle, toning, anything it is, just come to me. I got you.
Corin Sutton, ladies and gentlemen. Corin, have a great one. Thanks for coming on the program.
All right. Thank you, Ian. Have a nice day.
Corin Sutton now cutting to another break because we are moments away from bringing on 2-time guest, founder of HoneyColony.com, Miriam Hennin. And I think she's going to share some very interesting news with us. You're tuned in to Wynwood Radio. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Listen to me weekly right here, Wednesdays at 5 o'clock, Discussions of Truth. Your host, Ian Hamilton Trottier, IanTrottier.com. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I'll be right back with Miriam Hennin.
She'll talk to you with no one else around.
Joining together to take on the world. I love to segue and bring back in Metallica because Seek and Destroy, Kill 'Em All hits precisely to what this program is all about. Weeding out corruption wherever it exists, but that's most times in large corporations and politics. And we welcome back to the program Miriam Hedden. Miriam, how are you?
Hi, Ian. Thank you for thinking of me and having me on the program. I am doing as well as I can be, always in a state of gratitude no matter what.
Good, good. It's been a few weeks. I've been trying to get you back on. Ray McGovern joined the program last week, former CIA agent, and then sometimes slots open up, so we're able to slide you in, and I really appreciate your flexibility. I'm sure a lot has happened, and we read your article last week. That's how I opened up the show. There's just some real shocking stuff going on that anybody that listens to this, is listening, re-listens to this, I think I have a hard time understanding what it's like to be in your shoes. You've now dedicated well over a decade. You've joined my program third time. You were actually the original guest on this program, and you had contacted me because of a pesticide being sprayed regarding the Zika virus. And now, we continue to work together. But let listeners know a little bit about, since the last time they heard you, what's going on with you and some of your bank accounts and some of your YouTube videos. I mean, this is total sabotage from what it sounds like.
I think that I need to be very careful in this day and age now where we're smearing people and writing them to our balls if they do something, excuse the phrase. So as a journalist, would like to stick to the facts, present them, and then have the audience come to their own conclusions, to put things in a little bit of context, if I may, that I have a health and wellness magazine and marketplace. I'm a filmmaker, and I've made a film called Vanishing of the Bees about the global disappearance of the honeybees, where we conclude that colony collapse disorder, at the heart of it, are the systemic pesticides. Now, systemic pesticides were supposed to be quote-unquote safer, newfangled pesticides that are enrobed on the seed or entrenched in the soil and become ultimately part of the plant. So the main makers of these systemic pesticides, the most popular pesticides in the world, not to be confused with Monsanto's herbicide Roundup, is made by Bayer. And now Bayer and Monsanto are one and the same. They might as well be. So after making that film, creating this website to really empower people to be their own best health advocate, the irony is that after making the film at an environmental film festival, I myself was exposed to pesticides and then later diagnosed with lupus and fibromyalgia and worked 6 years to reverse my condition. So in my pursuit of finding simply transformative solutions to offer our customers, where we offer solutions and we're a magazine, we started in 2017 offering CBD, 2016, sorry, CBD oil. We were initially representing another brand and then wanted to create our own. So after 6 years, you know, as an entrepreneur where you put in a lot of sweat, you're doing, you know, it's all hands on deck, you're a visionary, you're working for yourself, we were finally beginning to see the fruits of our labor. So to put things in context, you know, we went from 2015 to 2016 from $200,000 in sales to $1 million. So that's a huge jump. That's reason to jump up and down and be excited. However, we in 2017 started experiencing shutdowns. So as an online business, you have to have a merchant processor. So we got shut down by all the, you know, mainstream processors such as Square and then Stripe and then QuickBooks and then PayPal. And then so I refer to 2017 as the year of playing whack-a-mole. Instead of growing and scaling up and focusing on things that need to be focusing on, we were kind of patching up holes and looking for for processing. So weeks would go by where we literally had no way to make money. We have excellent products and we have an audience base, but we can't make the connection. To the point where I was like, are we on a blacklist or something? This is crazy. You'd think we're selling effing guns. So finally, we then found a merchant processor. We had to move all of our CBD oil, which has no THC, but is an excellent formula when everyone and their mama is making CBD and they don't give a crap about people. They just want money. So they're not looking at the science of what needs to go into to make excellent CBD oil. So we had to create a whole new website just to separate Honey Colony from Simply Transformative and the CBD assets. And we found at one point a high-risk processor. Well, I didn't, my team at the time, because I do my due diligence. And these people ended up defrauding and robbing us $20,000. So here we are. It was about June, and we had lost at that point about $100,000 in lost revenue. So my former team was in charge of finding capital. Well, they found, you know, we were desperate because at this point we didn't have the capital to service our customers. So it's quite disruptive. They ended up taking these cash advance, what kind of is I'm calling a loan shark type loan, and you're supposed to be protected by an LLC. However, they made me, Miriam, personally liable. Now, at this point, I was in Greece studying blue zones and longevity, contributing to a nine-part series now called the Human Longevity Project, and being the digital nomad that I am, which, you know, I just need a Wi-Fi connection and I can work from anywhere. So when I returned to the United States, and at that point, these loan sharks were taking, imagine, $1,500 a day, 5 days a week directly from the account, like vultures. So their solution, my team members, were to close the bank account. Now, I didn't even know what a lien was or even a chargeback, just so naive. And the bank, which has forced me to not say anything, what was the word? Anyway, they put it in their contract that Miriam can't say anything if I wanted to get some money back, but that's another story. They agreed to close the bank account because the signer has the same rights as the owner. So even though this bank account was going on for 5 years, no one was like, hey, Miriam, oh, you're out of the country. Okay, let's not close the bank account. So they closed the bank account. I returned to the country, and a few days later, I was personally served with a lawsuit. All my accounts were seized with liens, my own accounts, where I had to hide my money to buy groceries. And, you know, the hell really started there. I kind of got rid of everybody, half-assed mediocrity crap, and took things into my own hands, took my power back, was able to renegotiate with these loan sharks. Was able to get my processors, which were also disabled, back up, to get the liens removed, to get the company back on track solo, pretty much with just a few angels running a $1 million company. And I'm not an operations, that's not my background. I'm a journalist by degree and a functional medicine coach. So this was, of course, very disruptive. The system is disruptive because the system, I believe, does not want to get medicine to the people. This is a perfectly legal medicine with zero THC. So in a couple of weeks now, the FDA has approved Epidiolex. So it just so happens that Miriam shares bees and bud in common with Bayer. So So the company, the main company bringing Epidiolex, which is targeted towards people with epilepsy or children, I believe, I'm not sure, is GW, and they are partnered with Bayer Crop Science. So it's very difficult to prove, but since then also, I have personally been banned by PayPal. I have personally been banned by GoFundMe because at one point I was like, okay, well, I'm an activist, environmental activist. I'm going to do a campaign and maybe someone, you know, will want to donate money to get medicine to the people. These are sick people. These are not people who are waiting. We're waiting for a lipstick from MAC. These are people who are looking for relief across the board and are finding relief across the board because my medicine is that good. So, to be banned by GoFundMe, PayPal, to have a video that I did 2 years ago, a benign video that even a cannabis lawyer said, I don't know why this was banned, about superior CBD oil. So what is going on? As we know, we see journalists being muzzled, being killed. It's one thing when I can't have the platform to reach the masses, but then the platform that I do have, you know, even interviews I have given to other journalists they've been temporarily banned from Twitter. So I, you know, it's a little strange, no?
Yeah, it sounds, wow. It sounds like there's definitely a larger hand that somehow is who the manufacturer. Are you the manufacturer of this product or are you retailing
yes.
it?
Yes. No, this is our product. We teamed up with a master herbalist and I went to her and I said, you know, I want something that targets autoimmune sufferers, something that might help with biofilm when you're dealing with Lyme, something that's powerful for inflammation. So there are no CBD products as of yet that mix Chinese herbs. And cannabis is a bioaccumulator, which means that it pulls up toxins. It pulls up what's in the soil. They literally use cannabis to clean the soil in Chernobyl. So you do not want to be imbibing, unless it's organic, you know, in a lot of these cheaper brands or brands that don't care about people, just care about money, they use a CBD isolate. And one, that is likely coming from China or India, so it most likely has toxins. And two, it does not offer full spectrum. So you want to get, you know, the universe, God, Mother Earth, whatever you want to call this force, knows what she's doing. And you want to have an entourage effect where the different cannabinoids and terpenes are working in synergy. But Big Pharma likes to focus on single molecules and synthesize. So here we have the synthetic faux CBD by Big Pharma that has been classified as 2. But the real plant is a Schedule 1 up there with heroin. So that means, that's like, what the F? What the F is that? And on the other hand, they have patented the government CBD as a neuroprotectant, as an antioxidant, because they recognize the benefits. Now the mainstream, I've read misinformation where the mainstream that, you know, editors that claim they're health editors just regurgitate misinformation. So, for instance, they are telling the public that it's CBD has only been shown to be effective on people with epilepsy. Nonsense. There's tons of studies. So CBD is a plant compound. It's a cannabinoid from the cannabis plant. You can have CBD without THC from industrialized hemp, which is what we're doing, or you can have with more THC. It's the same plant, and it's all technicalities, because as a Canadian, I quickly learned that America is awful, is a loophole. It's just one big line, giant loophole. So because of these technicalities, we are sourcing the CBD from industrialized hemp with less than 0.3 THC. Now, we have a cannabinoid system that was discovered, I believe, in the in the 90s, in the beginning of the 90s. This cannabinoid system regulates homeostasis, regulates things like metabolism, mood. We are seeing a lot of cannabinoid deficiencies. We have CB1 and CB2 receptors throughout the body. So what I tell people is that this plant is interfacing with your body and giving you what you need, kind of like an adaptogen. That's why if you go to honeycolony.com, you can read stories of success with superior CBD oil, where, you know, have a veteran that has PTSD, someone with a broken neck, someone with insomnia, someone with anxiety, someone with cancer, someone with fibromyalgia, someone with Lyme. So across the board, this is helping because we have looked at the extraction methods, the sourcing methods. It's organic. It's mixed with Chinese herbs. There's nothing like it. So I have a product that's too good to sell. Why are products, crap products, being able to be sold on Amazon? I know someone else who's selling CBD on PayPal. Why am I not able to?
That's a good question. So, well, first off, is there a connection between your product and what you're doing with honeybee awareness and colony collapses? Is there any connection there?
Is there any connection with CBD and colony collapse disorder other than Bayer is involved in both?
Are the bees dependent on what would be so Bayer is developing this synthetic CBD? It's garbage compared to yours. Do the bees pollinate the plant?
No, bees do not pollinate cannabis. They've been trained to, they can. I mean, it's just like bees don't pollinate corn. It's wind pollinated. However, if it's tasseling, they might go and source the, you know, the genetically modified systemically corn that's drenched with systemic pesticides back to the hive. Yeah. So no is the answer. It's not pollinated by bees. And it's important to note that if you get this pharmaceutical CBD, yeah, you're looking at spending $2,000 to $3,000 a month. You can get a bottle of my excellent CBD for less than $100. So it's getting them on the tit of pharmaceuticals. As a functional medicine coach now, I consult with people. There's a lot of sick people. One in every two people today has a chronic illness, according to the CDC. You can look it up. So people are desperate. Yeah. And a lot of times they will come to me where they're already on this treadmill. You know, for instance, you know, I treated someone or consulted with someone who has SIBO, which is an overgrowth of a bad bacteria. You get it. You know, then I ask the usual questions. Were you on antibiotics? In this case, a lot of people will get it if they're on a proton pump to rectify acidity. I mean, these things are just Band-Aids, and as every day goes by, I'm just more and more convinced that all they care about is cash.
Yeah, absolutely. What about any competitors? It sounds like your product really took off. It caught someone's attention, and then they started damming up the river to stop the flow. Any competitors out there having a similar issue?
Yes, I have like Jumbo's, I think that's the name of the brand. They also woke up and had their entire YouTube channel taken off. I have heard of processors holding people's money because I had another processor where the CEO who proclaims himself God, because in the CBD world, he is God. In December, they sent me compliance because up until then I was accepting credit cards, right? And so in December, they sent me FDA compliance. I later learned that the processors, who also just care about money, can dictate regulations that are even more strict than the FDA. So for instance, they told me you have to go into the testimonials and take out words like cancer or fibromyalgia. Now, we know in health and wellness that we cannot make any claims because then we'll get in trouble with the FDA.
Yep.
So, but it's another thing as a journalist who believes in the First Amendment, when we've been talking a lot about our First Amendment rights, sure, you know, in popular culture today, to go in and scrub words. So I was not very happy with that. And also they said on Simply Transformative we were linking to studies, because the whole goal is to empower you to be your own best health advocate. So they said FDA deems other research bias. The FDA.
Wow.
You're frolicking in bed with the big pharmaceuticals,
yeah,
and you get to dictate what the F is bias or not. So then I said, well, does that include NIH, PubMed? These are government sites.
Oh, yeah.
So that evening, they closed me down, and from December to May, they held on to $15,000 of my money. So when I'm a startup and I have all these gouging of money, but I'm still here, folks, because I'm a phoenix. I am a phoenix, my company is a phoenix, and I'm actually helping people. So, and this is not to, I'm not chiding the system, I'm not trying to fight the man, because I'm a nothing, I'm a speck. They can take me down, and they've tried, but it's a testament. So anyway, that they closed me down in December, and they held on to my money. They told me, we'll give you back five. No, go F yourself.
Wow.
This is without providing any accounting, Ian. Okay, how are you coming up that you're only going to give me five? So I read the contract, which is a fortress, over the weekend. Because, again, at that time, the company had gotten into a place where I couldn't be everywhere. Now I am running a million-dollar company, and I'm in operations, and I'm not a COO by trade. That's not what I'm... Those are not my gifts, but I'm good at it because I care and I'm detail-oriented, and I had to take my power back. So in the end, they gave us half of our money. So I've had just money leaking all over the place to hamper my operations, but I can't prove anything. I can just share my story and use my big mouth and my gift of gab and spread the word, because I'm fighting for people. I'm fighting for people, for
yeah,
their right. And I've gotten the short end of the stick. I mean, I've put in a lot of sacrifices. My health has taken a hit. And I often wonder why I'm doing all of this.
Right, right. So, my gosh, Miriam, what a mess here in the past little while for you. So you've got another source to be selling this now. Am I understanding that right?
Now we are taking, I am partnered with people who accept an electronic check. People are sending me checks. People are using Bitcoin. They understand that the system is, you know, rigged to make it more difficult, but they want my medicine. I mean, I get,
yep,
you know, someone from Hungary, can you send me your, no, sorry, you have to have a U.S. bank account. Canada, sorry. Australia, sorry. It's I can scale this up, so I'm doing my best, considering, you know, we're making sales, we're back on track, we've gotten all our products in, we've serviced all of our customers. I've done amazing stuff. Kudos to me in the past 6 months, with persistence. And I can just, like I said, share this message. And I know that this helps people. And we should be able to be abundant by doing a good thing. Because a lot of products out there in the health and wellness space, it's just smoke and mirrors. I call it... it's like shishi, no substance. They look great, and then you turn them over and you read the ingredients, and it's crap. It's,
yeah,
just a bunch of crap.
Miriam, where would be the, if you've had a chance to kind of try to dissect where these clamps have come from? I mean, they've kind of shut you down, or they attempted to shut you down on so many levels, and now you're trying to find an escape route, and it sounds like that's limited, but at least you've got something going, which is good for those out there that seek alternative health, which is so incredibly important. But do you? It sounds like you don't have a case, obviously, and you've consulted with lawyers. Where, to give listeners a perspective of where this might coming from, what's the hottest kind of lead or answer you might have as to who's caused this problem for you?
Well, I have to, again, be very careful. There's no one boogeyman. It's the system. So how, it's very difficult to prove, right? It's just like with these systemic pesticides. They were presented as going to be safer, but they're insidious because it's sublethal deaths. We're killing people, killing bees slowly. There are many ways to kill people. You must have heard that there's 88 doctors that supposedly have all committed suicide that have just been dead. So there's different ways to kill people. I think that the system, the banks, are in bed with the mainstream, with the FDA. They're scared. Everybody wants to protect their booties. I mean, we live in an age, I believe, of mediocrity. People don't have the courage to speak out. So, for instance, on a complete different tangent, I wanted to explore, I mean, there's always have been transgender individuals, and I'm not talking about, I wanted to explore the fact that our environment, if you believe in epigenetics, how our environment affects the expression of our genes, and you look at all these endocrine disruptors, these estrogen mimickers, and you take a look at what's happening in nature, and you take it one step further, and you say that it's impacting people who are born in the wrong body. Now, no one is saying that that's not natural, or no one is shaming. I asked even experts, I agree with you, Miriam, but it's too controversial. So people are lacking the courage to open their mouths because they are being unfriended, because they are being shamed, right. And they do not realize that the system, they're suckers. The system is now presented in divide and conquer, where everyone, you could be a Republican and you could, everyone's like across the, you know, there's all these disagreements, all these nuances, and people are being controlled by their emotions. We cannot have conversations. We cannot, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you feel that, but that's what I'm, the feeling that I'm getting, that people are, you say something and they'll just go after you. I mean, you could see what's happening with public figures today where they're being written off. We're human. We make mistakes. What the F? Can we not be kind to one another? Can we not allow one another to make mistakes, to speak, to explore thought? It's a big regression.
Right, right. And yeah, I mean, I definitely get what you're saying. The whole, there's this PC movement. It's like walking around on eggshells. It's, you know, and when you're small, it's sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, right? But now it's like any word that comes out of the mouth can be offensive to somebody, and then it just explodes, and who cares? I mean, who cares? So that's why it's so important that collectively we work so hard to, I mean, there's so many different levels that we're being, that our rights are being violated on, but certainly that Fourth Amendment, that freedom of speech is one of them. And, you know, last week, Ray spent 27 years in the CIA, and he says, you know, the parting word he had for me was, Ian, it's people like you and others out there that that are willing to provide people that really know what they're talking about, like this guy that spent, you know, he's been in D.C. for 5 decades. The guy knows what's going on in D.C. and he says that it's with people like you, that'd be you and me, that the future of the country, if freedom really resides in. I mean, you know, he says there is no more free media. So it's exactly right. It's hard to prove what's going on, but I try to paint a bigger picture for listeners to think about, and it's kind of like, you know, we these larger powers that be and that are governing, you know, the big ballers on Wall Street in D.C., these big power brokers. There's a bigger picture to think about, and I wonder if you have anything that you want to, if you know anything about it and if you have any comments on it. But that would be Agenda 21, which is the U.N. Agenda 21. What are they attempting to do? And, you know, okay, we're getting into conspiracy, you know, items, but you know, I don't care. I don't care. Call me whatever you want. I want to look at a broader picture because there's definitely problems here, and I want to root out facts. So do you have any comments on what might be in regards to our food supply? What could possibly be attempted here from a UN level?
From a UN level?
Yeah.
I can't speak on the UN level.
Okay.
I mean, I ask about, you know, I say, when will we be able to talk about depopulation or the dumbing down? There's certainly a dumbing down of the population where the zombies are here. The future is now. That's what I say, that you can look at the science and see that the chemicals are robbing people of IQ points, that critical thinking is at an all-time low, that there's a movement to homogenize, to globalize, to deter individuality. So I can say that these people at Monsanto, Bayer, really are the, I'm sure there's a lot of good people who think,
sure.
Yep. Believe the propaganda, but this notion of we have to feed the world. No, we have to allocate the food we have in a proper manner. This having studied blue zones and longevity last summer when I was my digital nomad self, that you see wherever you are, like I spend time on the island of Icaria, which is remote island, and that the Western world has infiltrated there. So initially I thought I was there. It's like, I'm going to drink the water. I'm going to eat the food. It's pure. And then, after the filmmakers left and I stayed, it was like this information was being delivered to me on a silver platter. And I found out, oh, there's organophosphates. BASF has partnered with the Asian islands, and they're, even though they don't do commercial olive production, they are spraying against the olive fly instead of using traps. There is talk about smuggling GMO potato seeds. There is two illegal landfills. They're feeding the goats pellets to make them fatter. So it's presented, they're smuggling Roundup. So there's a presenting of like you're going to increase your yield, and it's like this newfangled kind of American glitzy. But in reality, they're killing their soil and they're killing their culture. And, you know, 30 years from now, I don't know if these blue zones will exist. When I tried to pitch to the mainstream, including Vice, the editor at Vice told me no one at the office knows what a blue zone is. She must have been a millennial. So you only report on things that you know? What? And then another mainstream publication, Slate, told me that no one has written about this specific blue zone and what's happening, increasing levels of cancer, increasing levels of autoimmunity, that it's a given that the Western world would infiltrate. So it was not really newsworthy. I think that's wrong. So we really need to be the change that we want to see. We have to be kind to one another, allow ourselves to be individuals and explore and talk. And, you know, I believe in if you want to raise your consciousness, you need to eat clean food. And the food is medicine.
And breathe clean air.
I mean, absolutely. And drink clean water.
Right, right. Wow. Well, I commend you on all that you're doing, and it's an honor to have you back on the program, Miriam. Do you have any final words or thoughts, pitches that you would like listeners to hear?
Well, one, I want to say thank you as well, Ian, for also, you know, taking the situation that you found yourself in and becoming active, and you know, it's not what happens to us, but what we do with what happens to us. And I believe that, and I think in this day and age, it's very important to connect and have a community with kindred spirits and like-minded people. And that if people are interested in communicating with me, I do cover an array of topics. They can reach out to Maryam, M-A-R-Y-A-M, at honeycolony.com, or they can buzz on by to either honeycolony.com. I don't know if you put this in your in a outline, or simply transformative.com, because the truth is that I have tons of people that come to Honey Colony and they're looking for superior CBD oil, and I'm not even allowed to link. Wow. Or I'm scared to link one site to another because I can't handle any more disruption. So I want stability. So you know, like right now, just real quick, I think all this stress, I have fibroids, and it's very common to have fibroids, so I have to have a procedure in my uterus, and I'm finding out that it's one of the most, you know, they just do a hysterectomy. They just dismember women. They just remove their wombs. So in, let's say, 320,000 hysterectomies that are fibroid-related, maybe 5% of that really necessitate a hysterectomy. And more African American women have fibroids, and of course they are underserved. And in this country, maybe in others, we encourage doctors to cut. So doctors, for instance, are incentivizing women to have a cesarean. Women are programmed like, oh, how cool, I'm going to have my baby at 10:30 a.m. Instead of naturally. But the truth is, the doctors get more money when you do a cesarean. So just even finding that out, that you know, it costs women, through fibroids will cost women about $34 billion a year. It's a big cash cow, and it's very common. So you know, everything that happens to me, I look under the rocks. I encourage people to do their digging and to employ critical thinking.
Well said, Maryam. Well said. Ladies and gentlemen, Maryam Hennin. Maryam, thanks for rejoining the program. I look forward to bringing you back on.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Maryam Hennin. Wow. She is a standard to follow. And she's a heavy hitter. She's worked and interviewed Aaron Brockovich. She has been invited on to the Bill Maher show. And so I believe last I touched base with her in regards to that, she's trying to find the right angle to go on that program with. She's been through a lot. And let me remind you that just a few weeks ago, I sat here from studio reporting on Mila Dimmer. Now, 18 months ago, roughly, the Zika virus scare came ashore to Miami. And a friend of mine, you've heard this, I might mention it once a show, I don't know, but it's good that you hear it again. A friend of mine invited me to this town hall meeting to listen to the debate. It blew my mind. The Rockefeller Foundation had a connection. They directly own that cultivation process of the Zika virus. So proper credentials, you can go to ATCC out of the UK and order a sample of the Zika virus. Well, they also were the largest shareholders of Chevron Chemical Corporation back in the 50s, that engineered the pesticide that this population here in Miami, that includes me, was sprayed with. It is a known neurotoxin in Europe. It's known to cause, for instance, microcephaly, that deforms a developing brain in a woman's womb. I can't admonish you enough to start questioning what is going on in your environment. Like Dane Wigington has been on the show talking about geoengineering. Yes, NASA and other government organizations around the globe, not just in the U.S., are spraying your air with aluminum particles. Vaccines, honeybees are dying. Your world is changing. If you're a proud American, now Miriam's Canadian, if you're a proud American, because right, America's kind of the gold standard for how to operate a government. Well, if you're a proud American, ask yourself, like Paul Craig Roberts said on this show, do you really have constitutional rights? Because according to him, who's a former member of the Reagan administration in economics, and he was a former fellow at Oxford, he says you don't. These are well-educated, well-credentialed folks that join this program that have the same warning for you and for me and for all of us. They're sounding the alarm. Make no mistake. This country is great because of its constitution. This country is a standard in regards to its constitution and its Bill of Rights. Those are being slaughtered. From the banking industry to the political industry to environmental industries. That makes any sense. Those rights are being slaughtered. And you, as an average American, well, maybe you're above average, maybe you're below average, wherever you see yourself, but you, as an American, need to start standing up for this stuff. Because it's not going to get any easier. And your rights aren't going to get any freer. You're only going to lose more. So send this on to a friend. Send this to family. I thank you for joining me. I'm here every Wednesday. Next week, Nomi Prince joins the program. She's a former managing director at Goldman Sachs. You ever heard of that company? Okay, it's a big banking company. So if the title of her book, being a former employee of Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and Bear Stearns, if a former employee of those big investment banking firms saying and titling her book, quote, "How Central Bankers Rigged the World," if that doesn't raise your eyebrows, you need to turn off your mass media. You need to turn off your Fox News, your CNBC, your CNN. You need to turn that stuff off. Because you're just being brainwashed and you're being thrown to one side or the other. And like Miriam said, you're not being allowed to think for yourself. That's what's happening in 2018. Next week, Nomi Prince. Let me just read you, before I go, a little bit about Daniel Estulin. We are in an era of fake news. We are in an era of the weaponization of social media. Oh, that's a whole other issue to talk about. Yeah, you're right. It is. Yes, Ian. Rapid transmission of global communication in highly volatile global monetary markets. Daniel, who joined the program July 18th, aims to make sense of what's going on behind closed doors of the world power brokers. Most likely you weren't born into Prince Harry's family. You weren't born in Queen Elizabeth's family. You weren't born into the royal family. Most likely you weren't born a member of the Rockefeller family. Most likely you're probably an average middle class American. Well, that middle class is shrinking. So Daniel has agreed to join the program to explain and help us understand perhaps why. And Nomi will help us understand that quite a bit as well. So the lineup is great. Thanks for joining. You've tuned into Wynnewood Radio. I'm your host, Ian Hamilton Trottier. This has been your weekly episode of Discussions of Truth. Until next week, be awesome.